with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The Journal has released its first ever U.S. airport rankings.
Airports are really upping their game, spending a lot of money on new facilities, improving the conditions inside, and it matters to travelers. Travelers expect more. They see more worldwide. And the days of the old hot dog on the rolling warmers, they're gone at airports, and that's a good thing.
Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney joins us with the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. There are more signs of a global economic slowdown after Germany and Japan reported economic contractions. That could mean a slowdown in China, and continuing trade tensions are having a broader impact on global growth. Despite the global news, the U.S. economy expanded in the most recent quarter at an annualized rate of 3.5%. The U.S. Justice Department says Matthew Whitaker can legally serve as acting attorney general, defending the appointment amid criticism that it must be approved by the Senate. The administration says U.S. presidents have historically installed officials as temporary cabinet members without Senate approval. On Tuesday, Maryland asked a federal judge to block Whitaker from serving. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for next month. Senate Republicans have re-elected Mitch McConnell as their majority leader, and Senator Chuck Schumer has also been re-elected by Democrats as minority leader. Republicans are preparing to expand their majority in the Senate next year. Democrats now control the House after the midterm elections. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi says he's taking a wait-and-see approach to allegations that the Saudi government was involved in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. Speaking with Wall Street Journal editor-at-large Gerard Baker at the journal's Tech D Live conference this week, Khosrowshahi condemned Khashoggi's murder.
Until we learn more, we're not in a position to act one way or the other. The act itself was horrible. We're anxious to learn more, and then we'll talk to our board and we'll decide what the best way forward is.
Saudi Arabia is one of Uber's biggest shareholders and the largest single funding source for U.S. startups. Uber received a $3.5 billion investment from the kingdom's public investment fund in 2016, and its managing director sits on Uber's board. Still to come, we'll have the details on the journal's first ever U.S. airport rankings. The Wall Street Journal has released its first ever rankings of U.S. airports, and Denver International Airport tops the list. The rankings took a look at 20 of the nation's largest airports and judged them on 15 different metrics. Joining us now in our studio with the details is Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney. Scott, this is the Journal's first U.S. airport ranking, and before we get to the best, tell us some more about the different metrics used to judge each airport. They include the usual measures travelers care about, like security line wait times and restaurants and shopping amenities available in the airport.
Yeah, we really wanted to look for things that really matter to travelers. So some of it is basic data on on-time arrival rates, cancellation rates, long delays, taxi out times, operational metrics. Then we looked at value areas, the average fare, the market dominance of the largest airline. So in other words, how much competition is in the market. Things like the cost of an Uber to the local convention center, or the taxes on a rental car, or even the lowest daily parking rate on site. It's sort of a measure of what kind of value the airport is willing to give to its most budget-minded travelers. And then convenience areas, Wi-Fi speeds. You mentioned food ratings. So Yelp put together the average rating for all restaurants at an airport, and it was really quite revealing. The longest walk at an airport, or the number of nonstop destinations. So a whole lot of factors, all of which matter to people, which I think really makes this sort of the most comprehensive survey ranking done of airports. And the other thing, and this was a huge part of it, was an extensive survey with our own readers. So there are almost 5,000 responses, and people filled out detailed information about their favorites, their least favorites, tips for different airports proved to be hugely valuable.
So Denver tops the list, followed by Orlando International Airport and Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. Now, Denver is somewhat of a comeback story here. As you write, it was once known for ballooning costs and dysfunction, but it's turned that around. What can you tell us about the improvements made there?
When the Denver airport opened, it was largely a laughingstock. It was in the middle of nowhere. People hated the long distance outside the city, thought it was in Kansas. And it had this high-tech baggage system that never worked and became sort of the butt of late-night comedian jokes and everything else. But the airport has really done an amazing turnaround. It reduced costs considerably. Southwest Airlines had abandoned Denver because it was so expensive to operate there. Southwest came back. About 7 years ago, new management at the airport really turned the focus to customers rather than airlines. And so they've done a lot to bring in food. Denver was number one in the Yelp food rankings. They benefit from tremendous competition there, with United having a hub, Frontier being based there, and Southwest having a major operation. So they do very well on value scores. They do very well on reliability scores, which, after all, was the reason why they wanted to open that airport so it wouldn't be as prone to weather delays as the old Stapleton airfield was. And I would say overall, you know, Denver rises to number one sort of on consistent, okay, good service. This is not world-class excellence that we're talking about in terms of U.S. airports. In our three broad categories, reliability, value, and convenience, Denver was the only airport that was in the top four in all three of those categories. But it wasn't number one in any particular single reliability, value, or convenience area. And I think that's important to remember. Among the readers, the highest grade that anybody gave, the highest an airport graded out when we put letter grades to the comments and scores, was a B. So, you know, I think the readers agree with the survey. There are no A airports here, but Denver is the best of what we've got.
So room for improvement. And that brings us to the other end of the list. And we are speaking here in New York, and I notice all three metro area airports, LaGuardia, Kennedy, and Newark, are all at the very bottom of this list. Scott, I'm sure plenty of New Yorkers weighed in on why that is.
Yeah, I think it's obvious to both New Yorkers and to people who travel to New York. We often forget that those airports are key to all of us who live in Dallas or Chicago or Los Angeles or wherever and have to come to New York. Obviously, delay-plagued airports, lots of cancellations, higher fares, you name it, in terms of low scores in convenience, low scores in value, obviously low scores in reliability. And the interesting thing in talking to the Port Authority about this, which operates the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey operates all three airports, all three are going under huge construction remakings. Will that fix the problems? No. And I think that's the important thing to remember. A lot of this really is about customer service, and Port Authority is actually making efforts. You might say, why didn't this happen before? But now making efforts to improve customer service. So they've increased Wi-Fi speeds. They're doing more to try and keep the bathrooms clean. I just went through there the day before yesterday. There were lots of attendants around, and the bathrooms were still kind of a mess. So there's a lot of work to do there. Clean bathrooms, you can spend $24 billion on construction, and if the bathrooms are still dirty, people are going to still notice. So I think there's a lot of work to do besides the construction. And then the other issue with the construction is LaGuardia is not adding any gates, and it's not adding a runway. Kennedy's not adding a runway. How are you going to reduce the delays and improve the operation if you don't work on the airfield? They are slot controlled. There's a limited number of flights into each, and that's really an economic issue. If the region wants to grow, there's certainly room to grow by adding larger airplanes, but that only takes you so far. If you really want to grow in the future, there's going to have to be more airfield capacity in New York somehow.
That's Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney joining us in our studio in New York to talk about the journal's first ever U.S. airport rankings. To find out more, you can head to our website, wsj.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Scott.
Great to be with you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.